God bless you. 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 Welcome. Welcome this morning. Welcome to the Midweek Power Nugget. 15 minutes. These next 15 minutes, as God speaks to us through His Word, can absolutely transform our lives if we allow God to do it. God doesn't have to lay hands on us. God doesn't have to come in with a guest revivalist. God does not have to have a week-long deliverance event with us. One word from the Lord can change your life. And we're grateful that God has given us another day, another moment for God to change our life. Pray with me. God, we love you today and we honor you. God, we are so grateful that you've given us another day. So grateful, grateful, God, that you spared us through last night. So grateful. God, if we were to start reading the newspaper today or start listening to the headlines, we would hear of so many things that have happened, not just all across the world, but even in our own neck of the woods. But God, you didn't let it hit us. And for that, we're grateful. God, we're grateful that we haven't gotten so busy, so routine with you that Wednesday mornings are something that we can miss. But God, I'm grateful that we do have a bit of spiritual FOMO, fear of missing out, fear of missing what your word might share with us on today. God, let us not ever be in a place where we only show up because we couldn't sleep, or we only show up because we're going through something, or we only show up because we just happen to wake up around the time that we're having the power nugget. God, let us be so hungry, so thirsty for your word that our day doesn't start right without having it in our lives. God, bless us. Bless our time together. Speak to us. God, transform us with your word. We will be so forever grateful for your visitation by your word. God, we love you today. We honor you. It is in Jesus' name that we pray. Amen. Again, we just worship God for just being alive. Just being alive and just having an opportunity to be in his presence and study his word together. On this morning, we're going to close out our four-part series, on what now? What now? Now that the resurrection has occurred, what now? What do we do with that information? The first week, we learned that we should worship the risen one. The second week, we learned that we should witness without delay. The third week, we talked about walking in obedience. And then this week, we're going to close out, and we will start in the Gospel of John, the Gospel of John, the 20th chapter, and we'll start at the 19th verse. Excuse me. John 20, verses 19 through 23, and then we're going to jump to Matthew 28. John 20, starting at verse 19, from the New American Standard Bible. It reads as follows: So when it was evening on that day, the first day of the week, and when the doors were shut where the disciples were, for fear of the Jews, Jesus came and stood in their midst and said to them, Peace be with you. And when he had said this, he showed them both his hands and his side. The disciples then rejoiced when they saw the Lord. So Jesus said to them again, Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, I also send you. And when he said this, he breathed on them and said to them, Receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive the sins of any, their sins have been forgiven them. If you retain the sins of any, they have been retained. Now let's jump to Matthew, Matthew, the 28th chapter, and we're going to start at the 16th verse. Matthew 28, starting at verse 16, again from the New American Standard Bible. It reads like this: But the 11 disciples proceeded to Galilee, to the mountain which Jesus had designated. When they saw him, they worshipped him, but some were doubtful. And Jesus came up and spoke to them, saying, All authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. Go therefore and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age. And the word of the Lord is blessed. What then shall God say to us in this final week of this What Now series? What now do we do after we have encountered the risen Savior? Our final thing that God says to us is, work your assignment. Work your assignment. If you have ever watched the show, the sitcom Martin, you probably remember the running joke about Martin's friend Tommy. Tommy was always dressed sharp. Tommy was always pulling up in a nice car. Tommy was always talking about being, you know, tired from, you know, man, my job, we got all these meetings and I got to take care of this and that and the third. But every time somebody asked Tommy, Tommy, what do you do? He looked, what do I do? Come on, dog. You know, and he laughed it off and he dodged the question or he changed the subject. And the joke was he looked the part, but nobody could ever figure out what his actual job was. Now, can I bring that a little closer to home? What if God asked you that same question? What do you do? What are you doing with the gift I gave you, with the calling I placed on your life, with the resurrection power I put in your hands? Because some of us have the appearance of being busy for God. We're posting scriptures. We're showing up for church. We're doing all the Christian things, the churchy things. But when it comes to our actual assignment that God gave us, crickets. We're moving, but we're not necessarily moving on a mission where we're active, where we're not aligned to what God is telling us to do. And so here's the ridiculous truth about it. Jesus did not rise from the grave so that we could stay spiritually unemployed. Please, 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 let me repeat that again. Jesus did not get up from the grave just so we could shout on Resurrection Sunday, and just so that we can stay spiritually unemployed. The resurrection comes with a job description. And that job description is that he's sending us. He's assigning us. He's trusting us. And the question is still there, what do you do? Because Jesus didn't just get up from the grave just so that we could shout. He rose to commission his people. The resurrection isn't the finish line, y'all. It's really the starting gun. Because now that he lives, we've got work to do. The first thing we need to do is accept the authority. In Matthew 28, Jesus is clear. He says, All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. When somebody is empowered, when someone has authority, they have the ability to transfer that authority, that empowerment, to another. See, before Jesus gave the disciples their marching orders, he established his authority. That's important. You can't fulfill kingdom assignments in your own strength. That's why we have to get divine authorization. And so he basically said, when he said, all authority has been given to me, he said, I've got the right to send you. I've got the power to back you. I've got the authority to keep you. And when you believe in the authority of Jesus, you will stop making excuses for your inactivity, for you staying still, for your being stagnant, because you're not working in your name. You're working in his name, in his power, on his mission. So we have to accept the authority, or he accepts the authority, and then we align with the mission. Go and make disciples. Go, therefore, and make disciples. You all, there's nothing vague about that. He was clear. Make disciples, not go build a platform, not go gather followers for yourself, not you can sit in your pew or your chair and stay where it's comfortable. Somebody else will do it. The mission is disciple making. Now, we've been talking about this for quite some time now in our Bible study series, The Purpose Driven Church. But just in case you've been missing it, disciple making means that we're leading others into a relationship with Jesus. We're teaching them, not just leading them to the church and leaving them, but we're teaching them to follow his commandments, and we're walking with them as they grow. But you all, we get distracted trying to do good things, and we miss doing the God things. Alignment, alignment, aligned with the mission. It means we check our to-do list against God's to-do list. And if his to-do list is not on our to-do list, we scrap our to-do list and do what God tells us to do. Ask yourself something. You say, is what I'm busy doing building the kingdom or just building my comfort? That includes your job. That includes your extracurricular activities. That even includes what you consider doing for the church if it is not building the kingdom and it's just building your reputation. Let me keep going before y'all get mad at me. Accept the authority. Align with the mission. And then finally, activate your witness. If we jump back in John 20, Jesus said, as the Father has sent me, I also send you. He wasn't suggesting that maybe if you feel like it, you could go out and do something. He was sending us. It's not optional. It is required. And his commandment wasn't random. He sent us the same way that God sent him, with purpose, with power, and with a message. You are every believer have an assignment. Your witness, again, is not optional. You don't need a pulpit to give someone the gospel. You don't need a pulpit. You don't need a collar. You don't need a bottle of oil to give someone the gospel. The oil is good now to anoint your own house and to anoint those places that you go in that God says, I need my presence here. It's good, but it is not required. If God tells you to go, go. Your pulpit might be your cubicle at work. It might be your kitchen table. It might be your community center. Y'all know I like to say this. It might be, I know some of y'all might get upset right now, it might be Walmart. How about this? It might be your neighborhood grocery store. Because you are resurrection power isn't just for revival services. It is for everyday people in everyday places carrying an extraordinary message. You all, we all have an assignment. And maybe you just need to ask God to clarify what your specific, your personal assignment is. God, what have you specifically called me to do in this season? And then ask, am I doing what supports that? Or is that what's distracting me from it? You all, we've got to work our assignment. He's given us one. What are you doing? Let's pray. Father, we love you today and we honor you. We thank you, God, for reminding us that we all have an assignment. There are no questions. There are no there's no ambiguity around it. You were very clear. God, help us to do what it is that you've called us to do. Help us to even start today. As soon as this call closes out, let us think about one person that we can go and share the gospel with and walk them through their new life in Christ. Help us as we go about our day today in Jesus' name. We pray, amen. God bless each and every one of you. Have an amazingly God-blessed day in Jesus' name.